This month has been at least as deadly for U.S. troops in Iraq as any since the war began. A count by the Associated Press shows 135 service members died in November. Prior to this, the only month with that many deaths was April of this year. This morning, one Marine who died in a bomb blast near Fallujah was memorialized in Haverhill, Massachusetts. Lance Corporal Dimitri Gavriel was 29 years old. The Ivy League graduate left a promising career on Wall Street to join the Marines and fight in Iraq. From Boston, Rachel Gottbaum reports.
In the living room of Dimitri Gavriel's parents' home, there's a black and white photograph. It was taken moments after he'd won an important wrestling match.
He has broken his leg after finishing the fight on this one, and he's still smiling.
He has a broken ankle in this week.
And you see him, he's smiling as if nothing happened.
Dimi, as he was called, became a New Hampshire state champion in wrestling. After attending Brown University, he went to Wall Street and worked as a financial analyst. While working in Manhattan, Gavriel lost two of his closest friends from Brown in the 9/11 attacks. He was on the phone with one of them as he watched the tower collapse on television. It was this loss and also the Enron scandal that fueled Gavriel's decision to join the military, says his father Chris.
The Enron collapse in the Wall Street, you know, as you know, the investment analysts, you know, were very, very much scrutinized. He wanted to prove to the rest of the world and have it in the resume that he had the courage and he had the integrity.
Gavriel's parents were very much against their son going to Iraq. He had told them he would be working in intelligence, so they wouldn't worry. They found out their son was actually fighting on the front lines after he was wounded. Military officials say Gavriel was still nursing that wound when he decided to go back into battle. He was killed a week later. That decision, says his mother Penelope, has taught her what her son was really made of.
We did not know how deep and how noble his ideals were. I never thought that my son would limp out of the infirmary and go back to the battle with an injured leg to defend his ideals.
Both of Dimitri Gavriel's parents say they are just now beginning to understand what kind of person their son had become. Gavriel was awarded two Purple Hearts, one for the wounds he survived and one for the wounds that caused his death. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Gottbaum.